Hey everyone, welcome to another deep dive with us.
Yeah, excited to be here.
Yeah. So today we're going to be looking at this book called Life is Hell and Way Too Short by D.C. Duncan. And
sounds promising already. I like the title.
And yeah, I think it's going to be really interesting for our listeners. So
yeah, definitely.
Basically, we're going to be talking about this fictional town in Colorado called Diablo Springs.
Okay.
And it's in the mountains.
I love Colorado.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Beautiful.
But the residents of this town are, let's just say, interesting.
Okay. Interesting in what way?
Well, one of the main things that really stood out to me when I was reading through this book is this character, Charlie Goodman.
Okay.
And he's like the main character, and he's a columnist for like the local newspaper.
Oh, so he's like a writer.
Yeah, he's a writer, and he's this transplant from Texas.
Okay.
And he is known for having like a very cynical kind of outlook on everything.
Okay.
In fact, there's this one line in the book that I thought was really funny.
Okay.
Where Duncan writes that Charlie have no prejudice. He holds everyone in equal contempt.
Oh, wow. Okay, so he's an equal opportunity offender.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he doesn't discriminate.
Interesting. And so is that supposed to be, like, funny, or is it supposed to be, like, a commentary on something?
I think it's supposed to be both.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
Like, I think it's definitely funny.
Yeah.
But I also think it's, like, a commentary on, like, you know, just kind of like the state of the world today, where, like,
yeah.
It's like everyone's just like at each other's throats and like no one can agree on anything.
Right, right. There's a lot of division.
Yeah, exactly. And so
yeah.
I think Charlie's like this kind of embodiment of that. Like
yeah.
He's just like over it all. You know, I think it's also interesting because like we were talking about how like the residents of this town are all like these kind of like
yeah.
interesting characters. And I think that that also plays into the whole like satire aspect of it.
Right. Because they're probably like caricatures of like
yeah.
different types of people.
Exactly. And so like, for example, there's like these smarmy politicians.
Of course.
And there's like these overzealous religious folks. And there's like gun enthusiasts and conspiracy theorists.
Sound like my family reunion.
Yeah. Right. Like it's like all of these like stereotypes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they're all kind of like exaggerated to the point of being absurd.
Yeah.
And so I think that that's like part of what makes it so funny is that it's like,
yeah.
you know, you can kind of see yourself in these characters.
Right.
But then at the same time, it's like so over the top.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
That it's like, you know, you can't help but laugh. And I think that Duncan does a really good job of that in this book.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he definitely like exaggerates things.
Yeah.
But it's like it's still grounded in like reality. You know, so it's like you can still relate to it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that the characters are definitely one of the highlights of the book.
Yeah, they sound great.
There's this one character who I just have to talk about.
Okay.
Her name is Zelda Crapper.
Okay, that's a name.
Yeah, and guess what?
What?
She's the heir to the Crapper toilet fortune.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So she's like loaded.
Yeah, she's like super rich.
Wow.
And they live in this mansion that they call the house that shit built.
That's amazing. I love that.
I know. It's so good.
Oh my God. That's hilarious.
It's so funny.
And so is she like a good character or is she like quirky?
Quirky.
Quirky. Yeah, she's quirky.
Okay.
She's definitely like, kind of like out there.
Okay.
But she's also like really sweet and like, you know, she's like in love with Charlie.
Okay.
And so it's like this kind of like weird dynamic
yeah.
between the two of them.
Right.
But yeah, she's a really fun character. And you know what's really interesting is that Duncan himself is a columnist for a real newspaper in Colorado.
Oh, wow. So he's like living the life of his character.
Yeah, kind of.
That's cool.
And he's actually said that like 90% of his book is based on true experiences.
Wow, 90%? So like almost all of it.
I know. It's crazy, right?
That's wild.
So it's like it makes you wonder like how much of this is like actually happening.
Right. Like what's real and what's not.
Exactly.
That's so cool. I love when authors do that.
Me too.
Like blur the lines between fiction and reality.
Yeah.
It makes it so much more interesting.
Totally.
Yeah. Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. So I think that, you know, if you're looking for a book that's going to make you laugh.
Yeah.
But also like make you think.
Yeah.
Then I think you should definitely check out this book.
Yeah. I'm sold. I'm definitely going to check it out.
Yeah. It's really good.
And I think our listeners would too.
Yeah. I think so too.
Because I think we all kind of need a laugh these days.
Totally.
And, you know, it's good to be able to laugh at ourselves and at the world around us.
Yeah.
And I think this book provides a really good opportunity to do that.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Awesome.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was great. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming.
Of course.
All right, everyone. Thanks for listening to another Deep Dive with us.
Yeah.
And we'll see you next time.